Everybody for being here. We really appreciate it. It's very heartening when folks stick around. I want to thank Adam Levine. Let's give it up for him one more time, Adam. Also Stuart and Heather and the fine gentleman on the trumpet. I didn't get a chance to learn your name, but it sounded great. But Robert, let's hear it for all of them again one more time. We're called The Old Way. We're on tour from Northern California. We hope that we will be able to reach into your inner brain in a slightly different way than that last set, but I am so pleased to have gotten to hear that, and it's a wonderful way to get the juices flowing, so to speak. So we're going to start off with one of our tunes. This is called Before We Sleep. Thank you so much for being here.
Say there ain't no future. if I had a green back dollar for every tear made me cry. Oh, I'd never work another day in my life.
Touring around the country the last couple weeks, lucky enough to play this festival in a Shokan down by the reservoir, down by the water, wonderful, heavenly couple of days called the Hoot, which sort of anchored us out on the East Coast and made us lucky enough to come here and play for you folks tonight and see a lot of really good friends. I was lucky enough to play on Monday night with Bobby Previtt over at Club Helsinki. And it was just an incredible introduction to this little town that I've never had the pleasure of being introduced to. So I want to thank Tony Corraldo, a wonderful musician whose hospitality was much appreciated the other night. Coming out from California, we have a 19-month-old with us on the road and a very qualified nanny who Shiloh, our son, just totally adores. But a night like tonight's always a challenge. It's sort of like this. It's sort of like the big suspense is to see whether or not Shiloh wakes up from his nap, and if he does, you might hear a solo number or two while Arena nurses him back to sleep. But for the time being, we've got good luck, and we're gonna send this tune out as a meditation of continued sleeping on Shiloh's part. This is a tune that he inspired. It's hard to write. You know, we've been married for eight years. I usually just jump to whatever the next year is because I like to feel like we've been married as long as possible.
I'm going on that.
We're going on 9 years. We're going on 9 years. We're going on 10 years. We're really rounding up to 10. Our first decade is right around the corner.
We've already started to say that we've been together for a decade.
This is our 10th anniversary trip that we're on right now. Just kidding. And we have we've been really lucky to be able to write love songs and then play those very love songs with the person that they're about. But in the case of the last couple of years of our life, it's been hard to write a love song just about one or the other without including our little guy. We don't want to leave him out of the equation. So a lot of these tunes that you're about to hear, maybe in this next three or four tunes that we play, were inspired by him coming into our lives and keeping us part of this earth. And here we go. This is called
Thousand times.
We love Hudson. It's a really good town, by the way.
We're not just sucking up. We really love Hudson.
We really like it. We were here on Monday.
You guys got the good coffee across the street. You got the nice folks, the friendly atmosphere.
Good restaurants.
It's
cool buildings.
It's happening up here.
A lot of history, it seems like.
Hope those guys down in New York City don't find out about this place when it's going to get real crowded. I gotta say, after hearing Adam and talking to him a little, I'm so sorry.
Evan.
We've been on the road for a minute. Evan, I got road brain. Sorry. After hearing Evan, I knew I did. I said that.
Don't worry about it, bitch.
I'm excited to get a chance to play a tune on his guitar. He told me about. And I can definitely identify with this, the agonizing process of picking out this amazing instrument. And if I were him, I'd have no second thoughts about it, but I think he chose the right one. But I thank you for letting me play this, and I hope someday I get to go around bragging about how I played a tune on Evan Levine's guitar. So here we go. This is...
Well, we should do that instrumental one. We're gonna play a non-original. It's a traditional tune called the Cuckoo. Is it okay if he capos on your?
It's not a crappy capo.
It's a good capo.
Evan.
Can you capo?
Yeah.
Thank you. It's a good capo.
I'm just making sure it's
it's like that.
Fortunate we get to play on occasion with a great musician, Peter Roman, out in the Bay Area as a buddy of ours, and someone who we get to share the stage with when we're very, very, when the universe shines on us, we get to be on stage in his presence, and we love to hear his version of this tune. It's quite different from what we're about to play, but he played it for us once, and we kind of worked up our sort of our own rendition of it. Peter's a real individualist, but I'm going to think about him while I play this one. Evan, how would you feel about me playing this on one more tune?
It's not really good, man.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. It would be very hard for me to not play this next one after having experienced the joy of this instrument. It's a song that we wrote while we were living down in San Francisco,
We lived very, very far in the nether regions out by Ocean Beach, one of the sort of marred city beaches. Although, you know, there, I guess it, there's worst case scenarios, but it's, you know, it's a beach that needs some love, and it's been a little bit neglected over time. But about 120 years ago, there was this cropping up of a bohemian village made out of streetcars and boxcars that had been either discarded or sold very cheaply to the inhabitants in the area. And folks who might be the first people to come into a wrecked city or a bombed out neighborhood and turn it into an artistic wonderland before it gets sterilized by the influx of money, this process that we see all over the place. It's interesting to think about it happening as far out as the furthest edge of the United States, the western edge of the United States, back as far as 120 years ago. In a very similar fashion, a guy named Adolf Sutro moved in, bought the bluff above the whole beach, and made plans to sort of move in all of his colonialist buddies and make a private haven at the edge of San Francisco. And luckily that didn't happen, but the sort of interim time got to host a bohemian dreamland in the fog and in the sand. And then at the end of that period of time, some developers came in, filled it with little boxes, as it were. And now it's a place where you could still see a few houses framed by old boxcars and streetcars, and so it was a tantalizing, it was sort of like, it was a fun place to inhabit in our minds while we walked around there. And once the fog rolled in, it wasn't all that different than it probably was back in those days. So I'm going to sing about that. It's called Carville by the Sea. That was the name, probably not given to it by the inhabitants themselves, but by some ambitious developer who wanted to make it a new hip area. So here we go. This is called Carville by the Sea.
Knows their time ain't numbered.
back home. So I wrote them folks a telegram and sent it through my telephone. Oh, the wires they used to crawl.
I think I now have a new thing that I have to save money for. Jeez.
I should probably mention that we're on the road with our little son, and it's been going really well so far, but we got to make it home, too. And we have a heavy load, a lot of CDs with us. I'm hoping, if you like the music today, that you will sign up on our mailing list, and we'll let you know. We'll let you know when we're coming through town again. We'll
we
let you know.
We told you how much we like Hudson, so you know there's no stopping us from coming back. And we have
we'll
a lot of good buddies around here, so we definitely would will hope to make you part of that.
Come to Philly.
Part of it. Come to Philly anytime. We'd love to come to the city of brotherly love.
We'll give you a call.
Brotherly love is one of our favorite things.
We should also mention that we have CDs for sale, and we're working on a new EP, but today we have our CD that we made when I was pregnant.
That's
so,
right.
So, yeah.
If you like hearing pregnant women sing, you'll love our CD.
You picked Hudson, you found your demographic.
So,
let's play on.
Let's
play who is here. We're going to play a little bluegrass for you guys, or at least California bluegrass, which sometimes might not be considered bluegrass. I don't know. It depends on your scope. If you live in California, it certainly does. So here's some California bluegrass for you. We're going to play On My Way Back to the Old Home by Bill Monroe. One, two. Thank you.
one more from you, for you. A couple of originals.
We heard that there's a lot going down tonight in town. There's a drag show down at Fluffy's. I can't remember what the name of the bar is.
Half Moon.
It's close.
This is because you saw the poodle.
That's right. I see a poodle. I think Fluffy. It's the proper name for a poodle. And then there's another thing going on. There's a house concert, an avant-garde jazz house concert. Otto Hauser's putting on. But you guys chose to be here with us. That means the world to us. We're just going to play... We sure can. We're gonna play a couple more tunes for you guys, and then we're gonna head out and tomorrow up to Rochester, New York. If you guys, anybody up here been to Rochester, New York?
Woo!
If you guys got buddies up there that like this type of thing, please tell them we'll be at the Boulder Cafe, Boulder Coffee Shop. Then we're out off to Cleveland. That's my hometown, Cleveland, Ohio. Anybody here been to Cleveland? That was the appropriate enthusiasm.
It's only 8 hours away.
And there's a lot to do there.
It was bad.
No.
It's all about your interpretation of the word bad. Yeah. It's bad. It is. It's bad. But everywhere is. It's.
My capo.
Uh-oh. Missing capo. We're going to have to play in this key again. You guys mind hearing another one in that key?
Well, it's not the same key.
Uh-oh. You guys hearing one in a different key?
Woo!
You guys
hearing one in a different key? Capo song. That's there okay. We're going to do the behind the
song. All right. Here's another song inspired by our little guy.
No.
I think he is. Really. He sure is. One, two, three, four. Thank you.
Close your eyes, and this one is definitely a bar. I'm sorry.
I think this might do it for us for tonight, so I'm going to announce the band one more time. We're called The Old Way. This is Arena Smith on guitar.
And vocals.
And Josh Smith on guitar vocal.
To the Spotty Dog for having us through here tonight. We would love to come back and play in this beautiful room. There's nothing like wood and books and a bar to make it sound really nice. And then you folks made it really, really special for us to be here. So we hope to come back and play for you again. Sign our mailing list. We'll let you know when that may happen. And pick up a CD if you're interested.
They're only $10.
They're only $10. We've reduced them because we're more interested in them being with you than them being with us. We've heard those tunes before, and we hope to be able to send a little bit of our music away with you. So, and if you're coming out to California, give us a shout and come out and say hello. We're always playing in our neck of the woods out in Northern Cali. But here is a tune for another one from the batch of inspirations from our little guy Shiloh. It's called Close Your Eyes. Thank you so much for being here. Thanks again to Adam, and have a nice night. Here we go. 1, 2, 3.
Did you mean Evan?
Oh man, you know what, there's a great musician named Adam Levine. Do you guys know this guy?
Maroon 5.
No,
it's my dad.
Is it really?
No, there's a great guitarist in the Bay Area, Adam Levine. You guys know? That's why I keep on calling you Adam. Sorry, brother. That's Evan. One more time for Evan Levine. Yeah. And crew. And on some. Here we go with Close Your Eyes. 1, 2, and ready.
In the evening, where everything is still, the sunlight fades to darkness, beyond the silhouette of rest your head upon my shoulder. Every minute you grow older, you take one step further from me. just before the break of day, when the dewdrops shine like silver in the moonlight, wake up.
Ultimately, the hardest science is about the